Okay, so we are now going to do 16C. Okay, so this packet is about chola. In other words, what if the woman is anita, and either the husband or the wife is sick and needs someone to help them out? So, and in the course of the helping out, might need to be touched, you know, to help them walk, to help them, you know, so there could be a necessity for physical contact. So the shaila is, what is the halacha in the case of a chola, either he being a chola or she being a chola and the wife being a nida? So the so says the Torah, because of Adoni Oviharash Tshuva, she who chola the ishto nida, the ein lo mishi imshashenu Zulasa. In other words, so he's a chola, and the woman is a nida. There's no one else. If you have an aide there, so you know someone else could do it. So obviously, you shouldn't get involved in having physical contact. But there's no one else there. Teres l'shamsha. So she could shamish him, meaning shamish, obviously. Shamish in terms of, it's not Tashmish Amita, obviously. It means to service him, to help him get out of bed, to help him get dressed, to help him, you know, different things that might entail physical contact. But still, things that are considered chiba, he still should not. He should not do.
But still,
that's
befanav.
What?
But still,
that's befanav. Right. So this is the rush here on page 3. Mishu chol of ishto nida, meilu mishim shamshel zulasa, uteres l'shamsho. So this is the Tshuva Sarash. So that's what the Tshuva Sarash says. That that she could service the husband. Oh. So the Tshuva Hadeshen discusses the opposite. Yeah. Presumably, Kol Shein Bo Sakhan. Right. Now, let's look at the Tshuva Hadeshen here on page 4. Isha Shehi Chol Avratza Bailu Liga Ba Yidei L'Sham Shana. So here, so again, the case before with the Rosh was when the man was sick. Here, the woman is sick. And the husband needs to touch her to get her out of bed, to, you know, get her to stand up, etc. Is it mutter or not? So the Tshuva Hadeshen says, Yireh, the Osho Liga Ba'afil Be'asbukhtan, that there's no physical contact permissible. But what about the Rosh we just said before? Avagav, because of Yoridea, the Ashiri means the Rosh, because of the Tshuva, that's the Tshuva we just saw. The Im Huchola, the Im Ishim Shoshenu Zolosa, Botesla, Shamshenu, Uvachet Dizar, Be'yoser, Be'achatzis Bonav, Yad the Varadal, Atzos Amita, so over there, it's mashma, it should be mutter. So what? Right? The Rosh says Beferish is Mutter, so why is he saying it's Aser? So he says, Behachai Amash Minashari, become a Tarzal Omnam, Nukhalomad yet, Rashalom, Shimush Belon Nagia. The one thing you can say is, you know, the Hoshi Lo Dover Miyadol Yada, maybe we're only going to be Mako on the Shimush.
Can I turn my phone or only card? Hold on, one second.
Maybe we're only going to be making on shemush that doesn't require physical contact, like to pass something. And the hoshit lo dover miyado miyado. Ken shas shemushim shem v'negiyah dover acher. So you could say that was where the rush was making. Here we're talking about physical contact, actually get her out of bed, etc. So maybe that's the difference. But that's one possibility to say that if it's physical contact, no. But if it's just the shamsha to pass and so things like that, then it would be okay. But if you have some of the good akimu lashkivu somcho, mushum dalam mili dechiban inu, kerchatz is part of ukatzos amito befada el mili de avdus inu. Right? But you could say that this is not so. First, he wants to say the difference between physical contact and not. Then he wants to say that maybe the difference is that hakimo l'shivo is not merely dechibo, but other things that are merely dechibo is aser b'fanof. So, but now he wants to say another thing, another distinction. It depends who's sick, the man or the woman. Because if he's sick, that was the case in the rush. He briyashari. In other words, the assumption is that the more active participant in the relationship of the man and woman is going to be the man. Because the man is more attracted to the woman than vice versa. So when the man is sick, so then he's not going to be as so active, but he's usually the active participant, and here, since of his sickness, he won't be, so then we can be more lenient. But when the woman is sick, so the man still has his fact that he's the active participant, and he's fine, so then... But then it's going to be a problem. So the Truma Sadesh said, maybe that's the difference, that we should be mechalik, that the Rosh only is mekel when the man was sick, and here we're going to be machmir in the case when the woman was sick. And that would be the answer. In other words, so if he's sick, then it'll be more calm. Then you should tell us the pair after Tova and Bokol the Savos Akshos of Al Shahichol Ubari. He can make his Hergil of Eril Hashem Yitzro Scabra Love Bifasena. Uvcholi dida ain't paid the kolchach. Efsher l'shamesh ima b'cholim. I got it, etc. So that was what he, the distinction that the Truma Sadesh wants to say. And if you look at the Hagos Shari Dura here on page 6, on the side, whether it's him or her. So So let's look how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. So let's look on page 13. Kuf Tzadi Hei Tazayin. Isha Chola. Page 13. Isha Chola. He needed us to buy the legal bar. Daily Shem Shoda. He got Lakim or Shkim or Sokol. So that's the Chuma Sadeshin. That if the heter is only when the man is Chola, but not when the woman. That's it. The Ramah says, Yesh Omim De Eim La Mishim Shem Shoda. So the Ramah is more makeup that even if she's the one that's sick, but she doesn't have some money, mutter bakol. So he says the Ramah has a bigger cooler here. He says even if the woman don't kill it between a man and a woman. And he says that from the ghost of Dura and the ghost Mordecai. If you look at the Havel Sharidur on page 6 again, it says, Kasa Rosh B'Chuvosa Shim Haya Chol of Ishto Nida Elo Mishim Shosena Zulosa Utez Hashem Shal Rech Shetur Nunit Nunit Afil Im Hi Chola Ein Lo Mishim Shosena Zulosa Al Kam Hashem. Let me just see. It's interesting. In other words, whose Lashon is this?
Right.
Right.
The Russian state. Russian state.
But he's yeah. But he's putting that in.
Really, Akon Lashon before the
Mishnah. Right.
This is his own
addendum. Yeah. You know, the feeling he called the name of Mishib Shashen is also. So the Hagosh Sharidur is the one that Ramah is quoting to say that it doesn't matter who's sick. Either way, it would be permissible if one of them is sick, even if the woman is sick, and that's Muhammad, but then the man who's the active participant is not sick, and he still could be aroused, so then it would still be permissible. Well, okay. So that is the there's more So let's see now the Tshuva of the Radvaz. That's on page 9. Reuven the Ishto Shehayu the Machvoa. They were in some hiding place, some cave, something. So she got sick. He needed. Etc. So this is the question. So first he says, Tshuva, l'chora hayanira, the davar zeh osur. Feel legal, but be'etz b'ktana. Chayin heishiv, Yisrael, but Tshuva. Chala b'chalsu hi, chalsu hi. But then he says, the next arrow. Ufi anias daiti, ein hadvarim amurim, elam is mancha, ein la misha yim shemshena, elahu. So, if there's no one else to be mishamish, just to him. So he says like this. So if he's the only one available, right, only him, she's the sick one. So then he says that Chayvilei Liskor Lo Isha Shem Shemshana. That he really should hire somebody, pay money, and hire somebody if Chalahu. Lo Chayvilei Liskor Mishim Shemshana. In other words, if she's sick, then that's the more chomer thing. So then he should hire somebody. If he's sick, then he doesn't have to hire. Because he can do it himself. Oh, so let's understand this more. In the Sefer Madani Usher, he explains it clearer. Take a look on page 25. He says, "The neighbor should have advised because of the Torah." And it's free from lesser latapel, the ishto need the cholo, with the truma sedesha. But if you hold up the truma sedesha, you shouldn't, and the wife is sick, you shouldn't touch her. It says, because most of the ishmaatu came and shamed the vetu, which is the moon, is Moshe Shayach, Liskor, Isha, Shetu, Shamshana, who is a ishmaat, Rebbe Hifo. So he says, that the words of the Truma Sadeshim, the Mimchalik, is talking about when you could hire somebody to help, you could hire a helper, hire an aide. So therefore, He's saying that you mechuyev to hire an aid when she's sick, but not when you're sick. But if there's no person you can hire, if there's some far-flung place, so then he could even have physical contact and get her out of bed, etc. So he says, in other words, so therefore, he's saying that this idea of being mechalek is talking about when you have the ability to hire somebody. So then that's the chiluk if the man is sick or the woman is sick. But if you're in a place where you don't have anyone to hire, then even the Tumas Hadeshin would be Mako, that he could get her out of bed. The only question is where there's an ability to hire, that was the filler. And that's, and if you look at what it says, Ladina here on page 25, it says, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk Kedivei Trumas Hadeshin. The Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like the Trumas Hadeshin to be mechalek between him being sick and she being sick. Yesh Chiluk ben Huchol uVichol. The Ramah Higi al Zeh. And the Ramah argues, and it says, no, either way is good. Yesh Orim Dib Ein Chomishim Shoshen Amutar Bakol. V'chei Logim B'tzuchim Harbe L'tach. The Reishim B'makim F'tzuch Gledol. He killed Haramah. When there's a tzarech gadol, the Ramah was meiko. The smoch al son of shichola dinak b'diyuk b'moshu huchola. We met because of Mael. I can't even tzarech liskor b'tapelas. Yes, we call him schiris b'tapelas. Because I'll leave it through his nesha. And the Chora, in the Ramah's, so what he's going to say over here is, the Ramah's shita is it's always mutter, even if she's sick. And but he says that the Ravaz is all within the Trumas Hadeshin. That's mechalik between him and her. So then, between him and her, so then you make the chiluk between if you have ability to hire someone versus not within the Shitas HaRamah. Within the Shitas Mechab. Within the Shitas HaRamah, then it's mutter without having to hire something. Even if you have the ability to hire, you're not mechuyev to hire.
In both directions.
So within the Ramos thing, you know, so that's why he's a little troubled by the poskim that say that according to the Ramos, you have to hire someone. He thinks, try the Ramos, it's mutter, either way. Then it says, but then he says, as Lunzer says, that even if you want to, so much he killed Haramah, Rakhushasakat, and Yahul Vadekal Liskor, in other words, you can very easily hire somebody. It's not such a big deal, and even the Ramah would agree, might as well. But technically speaking, according to the Ramah, you're not mechayev to be masker either direction. Remember Yaakov Katz from Yeshiva HaKotel? You know? The Tivna? Where is he in?
Is it a tiv? No. So he's his son-in-law. This is my daughter Yasha. With the name Svarad. I didn't say that. What I said was the Madani Asher was written by a son-in-law of the Rebbe. In fact, his brother-in-law just visited me the other day. And he told the Madani Asher, I was in Manhattan, and there's someone who has your safer right on the shelf in Manhattan. Okay, that's it. Now, with Nei Svarad, in the Shulchanah Pasuk of Trumas Hadeshen, so they hold up the Trumas Hadeshen. So therefore, so then you mechuyev to, if she's sick, then you mechuyev to, so also the Yom Kippur, in case she's a kuka, we tipo a kark with a gi, a vada, a kuyev liskor. Okay, so that's the, that's the story here. So this comes up a lot when you have these. Look, if there's someone readily available, obviously that's always the preferred, you know, to get someone else. Don't always do things like that. Unless it's going to be a big thing. So then with the Ramah, he says, is Michael even the Ginam if we have to be Maske. The whole Maske was in the Trumas Hadesh, that's the Mechabesh.
Let's say it's just embarrassed. Meaning, you could get someone else, but she doesn't want other people to know. Meaning, is that like that? Meaning, you could easily get someone the next part of you. I don't know. Someone would for sure come.
Yeah. Yeah, the passion is they should try to get, but you know, to get something.
Try to get something that's even to
you. It means we're talking about Ashkenazim, Ramah.
Yeah.
Ramah says it's all right. So it's going to be a big embarrassment. It's going to be a big embarrassment to her, so okay. Maybe Anything could be. It's a huge embarrassment.
What if it's just like not convenient? Like, you know, it'll take a long time to arrange it, whatever, it might come by.
Right, so then you're not looking for it to happen while you're not looking.
Technically, you could do it, just like it's the
heading. Right, so he said Bacal. If it's Bacal,
if there's someone living right next door, yeah, you have to do it all the time with them.
Okay, so the next thing is packet 16D. And this is the packet that I think I was looking for before when we discussed in Yonit Snias. Because back to Mekobos and Mechusim, so Shulchan Aruch says,
Okay, I think we're good.
We're still
okay. Where you start to feel a bit of cave below the summer sun crucible. Right, so we saw that halacha. But okay. Is there a supplement here? Can you see a supplement?
Supplement.
Supplement. What? 16i? I have suffered. Which one? 16i. What 16i? Which one?
I have one.
No age. The very shy, So the comments of a Kusim. So we said that really there's a machlokes about this and how you understand, because we said before the two pshatim and how you learn that Gemara in the dark is a pshat that there's a comments of a Kusim, and then when she's not a nida, it's only b'osam machom. But even when she is in need, it's only the Oso Bacham. Only the Oso Bacham. And when she's not in need, then even the Oso Bacham is permissible. Right? Those are the two ways of understanding. Either it's the din of Mekomas of Mechusim when she's in need, and when she's not in need, the Mekomas of Mechusim and Muta, but still there's one issue of Oso Bacham. Or we say that no, Oso Mokum is only when she's an Eda, which is not an Eda, even though Oso Mokum is permissible. So the Rambam seems, they point out, holds that maybe there's no Din of Mokum or Samachusim, and it's only a Din of Oso Mokum when she's an Eda. And when she's not an Eda, Oso Mokum is Mutter. And that's the Rambam here on page 4, on packet 16e. Ishto shall other mutters low, Pika Koma shall other mutters and losses be Ishto also. Whatever man wants to do, he can do. Boel Bechol Eisha Yirza, obviously, much not a Nida. Ubenashik Bechol Eva Veva Shayirza. So that's the Rambam. So the simple Psalm in the Rambam is Menashik Bechol Eva Shayirza, meaning including also Mokom. Right. Even though someone is saying he except for almost all the simple shot at some point, that is that no, that that the Oso Makom is permissible.
when she's not an Eda. And the Rambam quotes this on page 7 of Packet 16e. The Rambam says in base, he quotes the Rambam. He just
So the
Rambam saying is the Nashik B'chol Eivah
Sheyirtzeh. Right. Well, why does that mean when
So because the Pashup Shah means if you get a Menashik, that Eivah doesn't mean you're like someone said, maybe it means closing your eyes in the Menashek. Pashas doesn't mean that. Pashas means if you're permitting to be Menashek, then you're permitting to see as well. That's the Chor is the simple pshat. So that's why there are cheaters that hold that the Makom Tzorach, that you can rely on this Rambam, because the Rambam quotes the Rambam. Even though in Arachayim, in Hilchot Shniyos, on page 8, in packet 16e, it says, also Lestaka Boso Mokho. But the Chor, that is against the words of the Rambam in Eben Ezra.
Wait,
who
says also
Lestaka
Boso Mokho? The
Mechaber says it in Arachayim, Reish Mem, in Hilchot Shniyos. And the Rambam, the Hilchos Mishnayos, permits. So the different shitas, but there is what to rely on if a person has an urge to do so to be miracle. If he doesn't, he doesn't. You know what I mean? But the Rambam does say it, and the Rambam says as well. Okay, so there's more here, but I don't think we're gonna. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. So on Wednesday we'll continue. So Wednesday, and then we'll have one more share on Monday, and then.
What's the next share gonna be?
Yeah, I wanted to finish off these Mekomots, where's the Vanish Chai?
On what?
On these topics, Mekomots and Mekhutsin. I thought I had it in my, you don't see a Vanish Chai? I think it's maybe the beginning of a pack at the Vanish Chai. 16C? Yeah, let's see. Let's see. No, that's the Rav Paul. Oh, no, I'm from the Sefer Ben Ishkar. No, it's not there. Okay, I'll find it. I'll have to look at my files. So. Okay, so we shall continue the transition. Okay, so I should have a good day.
16F.
Oh, yeah, 16F. Well, what's that? Yeah, maybe. Well, what is it? It's about being in the room when your wife is nursing.
Yeah,
you
should
be. Yeah, that's the 16F. Well, yeah, so that's the question. It's just, because the woman's breasts are usually considered a Makom Mechusim. But the question is, maybe while she's nursing, that's not considered a Makom Mechusim. That's the question. So that's what Rabbi pointed out, this Ben Ishai, but that's okay. So, okay. Okay, so have a good day, and we'll continue.
We have
Shira
next Monday?
Yeah, so I said Wednesday, Monday, and then the following Wednesday is our
obviously not.